gets the steal. Shot for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. Off the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Whoa. Against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG role, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6. 5. 4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Good evening, my dear audiences. Welcome back to the World Sports News. I'm Ada.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carmel.
Now let's first get a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
3 runs and 13 points behind, the Premier League has pulled out of contention in advance, and the double line will be in good knees. United's revenge has been successful, with Morning's eye on poison and 2 seasons of success. Fujian 3 has scored 82 points for Shanghai, while the blue team dropped 10 points and scored 40 points. World Cup draws. England manager Gareth Southgate is learning from Mexico.
Keep to Premier League Midweek Express on December the 1st. The first in Morning on the 14th round of 4 games with Ashley Young Brace. Manchester United away win 42 Watford, continue to the top of the city to pressure. Brighton 0-0 Crystal Palace. The West Brom 2-2 Newcastle. 2 points with 2 points. More surprisingly, Hot Ascension a 2-1 defeat at Leicester City. Downturn in the recent league performance over the past 5 wheel 1 game 1. Only the last 3, round 1 draw, and played a game less current Interrogo, backward City up to 13 points, second basic farewell title race last season.
On December 1st in the morning, the 14th road of war with a focus in Karachi Road. Manchester United away 4-2 risk Watford. Ashley Young Brace, Marshall and Lynn Lagarde's goal. He has been revenged for losing this game last season. In the game, it was reasonable that Professor Adelson had the highest number of 80.8 points, but one man also scored well, coating the highest point in the United defender, which was the 7.2-point Lindelof.
Now United are missing 2 players, one super winger and the other at the center of the midfield. It has been suggested that Wenger has said he will not sell Sanchez and Ozil in January. This implies that both of them will be released next summer. If Manchester United can pack in the 2, see if it is a picture.
Fujian men's basketball team in the CBA turn race at home against the Shanghai men's basketball team. The Shanghai men's basketball team to a 139-142. And the last minute of Fujian men's basketball team 3 points behind. Boring at 3 where the ball from the perimeter. Double is Fujian men's basketball team player. Jerlin Wong steals that freed the men's basketball team Fujian small boring at under the fast Russell Smith. Nobody defends. Easy layup successful. Lead to 144-144. Shanghai men's basketball team leads victory. Freed put 3 strong hit. The final scored at 144-139.
The 2 sides did not score 283 points in overtime. Fujian men's basketball hit 22 3-pointers. Shanghai men's basketball hit 25 3-pointers. And 47 3-pointers broke the CBA record. In Shanghai, there were a reality of 25 three-pointers, which broke the record of 23 recorded in the season, and 22 three-pointers in Fujian province broke the record of three-pointers in the history of the team.
Sterling won today, scored 17 points and 10 rebounds and 4 assists, 3 steals. Men's basketball team in the last World Cup qualifier. Sterling won on behalf of the Chinese men's basketball team. He concealed by Sun Minghui and Ding Yanyu. Navigation light. Sterling won also questioned by many fans, caused a large number of fans.
The Chinese men's basketball game, in fact, shocking black whistle, especially for Sterling Wang treated unfairly. At home against the basket layup were blown defensive. The fans' hands held high also blown defensive. Today, Wang put more effort on defense, especially in the last minute, when Freddie made the Shanghai men's basketball team lose the chance to make the score.
Well,That's all for this week's World Sport News. Next is Highlight Game. See you next week at the same time. Bye.
Bye.
Hello everyone. Welcome to this Highlight Game. I'm Coolest Matt.
Hi, I'm Colin. Today we give force to bring the competition between the two young teams. There are the New Orleans Pelicans led by the Two Towers and the Minnesota Timberwolves with their strong big three.
First, let's have a look at the starting lineup of both teams. Pelicans, DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis together with Randle, Holiday, Morrow, Minnesota's Towns, Wiggins, Butler, Gibson and Jones.Teague was absent because of the injury.
The Pelicans played against the Timberwolves at their home court on November the 13th. The quick breakdown to a success again. The Pelicans led by 8-2. The rhythm of the game fell into the control of the Two Towers. The first shot was made by Davis, right in the middle of the paint. And then Cousins totally controlled the rebound. The Pelicans lead by a narrow 29-28, ending the first quarter.
Wow, look at the second quarter.Anthony Davis' performance time-limited impact, rushing into 10+1. Then the whole team opened fire, scoring 9 points in just 2 minutes. The momentum of the time was felt. The heavy eyebrows barrage of unfairing refereeing decision. The heavy bronze barrage of unfairing. The heavy eyebrows barrage of unfair refereeing decisions, which made Davis lose control, chasing the judge. Even Cousins failed to stop him.After being expelled, he was furious and threw out a hairband to express his anger, and the Pelicans were in a state of disorder.
That was quite unbelievable, as we all know that Cousins would easily become angry and lose his mind. There's a vivid saying that Cousins might be the best center of the league without his head. On the opposite, Davis was known to us as a man with good temper. Thus, we can see that this time's judge may be a little unfair. Associated with the recent expelled stars including James, Curry, Durant, Green, Antoni and Popovich, someone even joked that these guys above can win a final champion.
Well, speaking of this, I think there may be something wrong about the whistles this season. The league should try to make a difference, so that we can see high-quality games.
Anyway, the Wolves took advantage of the opportunity, and the two men scored continuously, pulling the gap to double digits. And then the Wolves held the lead for the rest of the game.
In the third quarter, with Butler's three-pointer on the outside, Towns immediately responded, charging into the inner line, taking a walk in the air, and getting tough with 2+1 at the end of the third quarter. Wiggins repeated every five from the perimeter and scored three consecutive three-pointers.With the Wolves leading the rival by more than 20 points.
The Pelicans still cannot find any chance to fight back in the fourth quarter. Eventually, the Wolves took 120-102, stealing the victory. Wiggins scored 28 points and Cousins scored 17 points, 10 rebounds and 6 assists.
Well, we can see, in this game, we saw the most talented big man and smart assist. We see that being talented didn't mean to win the game. The young players have a lot of energy.And they are playing with anger. They should try not to get out of the control or they will lose the game.
As a basketball fan, I really appreciate the wonderful performances given by both teams. It will be an unforgettable memory for us.
Yeah, the rebuild teams that have giant talent perform well. They make us feel their physical talent and dynamic way of attacking. I wish they could show such energy and desire every night. This is the full highlight game this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt.
I'm Colin. Coming next is Weekly for C. See you next week. Bye. I don't feel like going home, but all my cash is gone. Yeah, I got nothing to do tonight.
Hey, William, is there any competition going on recently?
Yes, a major NBA game is coming on Saturday. Two sides are the San Antonio Spurs and the Boston Celtics.
Wow, it must be a fierce game. William, I heard you are a fan of the NBA, so you think which team will win?
In terms of the strengths, I think the two teams are basically flat, so I think it's hard to say.
But I know that Boston Celtics now ranks first at Eastern, but the San Antonio Spurs just ranks third at Western.
Yes, but that doesn't determine the outcome of the game. Now, first and foremost, let us take a look at the current record of the two teams. The Celtics are 19-4, and the Spurs are now 15-7. It can be seen that the difference between the two teams is not big. Moreover, it's difficult to predict the outcome of the basketball game, and almost every round will have a weak team to win against a strong team.
I couldn't agree with you more. In a basketball team, the player's status and other factors also determine the direction of the game, so it's really hard to predict it.
Get point.
So why not introduce us some important players of both sides?
I'm glad to do it. The first is the Celtics. Kyrie Irving is without a doubt the leader of this team after leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving led the Celtics in the Eastern first, proved his worth.
Exactly. Now Kyrie Irving is one of the best point guards in the league. And his decision this summer seems right.
Yes, of course, the Celtics can't do without the other players. Jay Brown has made great contributions to both sides of the team this season. This year's number 3 rookie Tatum has also been a steady performer, one of the top performers this year. It's worth mentioning that Celtic coach Steven Stevenson's coaching is also a big reason for the young team to get good grades.
Yes, basketball is a collective sport. It doesn't rely on one or two stars to win. So it's important to have a team of good players and also a great manager, isn't it?
Of course. Now the Spurs player, Aldridge, is the Spurs leader because of injury to the team's own Leonard. And he has a very good scoring ability. Tony Parker, who has just returned, is the soul of the team. His ability to attack and his ability to understand the game cannot be ignored. Danny Green is a 3D player for the team. His three-point ability is excellent, and his defense is very solid. Of course, coach Greg Popovich is good at using character players, and every player has the potential to break out under his teach.
So the key point of the game is not only the players, but also the coach. How the coach uses the players is also very significant. Celtics coach Stevenson is young, but Spurs coach Greg Popovich has coached for nearly 30 years. This is also a showdown between the old and new coach. What do you think the two teams should pay attention to?
I think defense is key if they want to win, and the Celtics is the best team this season, so to continue to play defense is something that they have to do. Secondly, it is necessary to scatter points as far as possible, and more players can help Kyrie Irving and Jay Brown to share the pressure so that they get high score. For the Spurs, the emphasis is on wholeness, and their defense has been steady. On the offensive end, Tony Parker's organization and a few of the Aldridge and Danny Green are very important, and it's important that someone else plays well on the bench.
I can't wait to watch the game. Hope that San Antonio Spurs and Boston Celtics will bring us a wonderful game. That's all for today's Weekly 4C. Bye.
See you next week, and next is You Man. Please stay tuned.
guess I'm going home, cause all my cash is gone. I spent it all trying to feel alive.
I don't like it. Hi guys, welcome to Yo Man, I'm Alex. Today I'm going to introduce a very popular kind of sport among public, and that is darts. Darts is a form of throwing sport, in which small missiles are thrown at a circular dartboard, fixed to a wall. Though various boards and rules have been used in the past, the term darts usually now refers to a standardized game involving a specific board, design, and set of rules. As well as being a professional competitive sport, darts is a traditional pub game, commonly played in Britain and Ireland, across the Commonwealth, the Netherlands, the Scandinavian countries, and the United States, and elsewhere. But do you know the history of darts? The dartboard may have its origins in the cross-section of a tree. An old name for a dartboard is a butt. The word comes from the French word butt, meaning target. There is a speculation that the game originated among soldiers throwing short arrows at the bottom of a cask or at the bottom of trunks of trees. As the wood dried, cracks would develop, creating sections. Soon, regional standards emerged and many woodworkers supplemented bar taps by fabricating dartboards for the local pubs. Initially, the missiles were simply cut down arrows or crossbow bolts. The first purpose made darts were manufactured in one piece from wood, wrapped with a strip of lead for weight and fitted with flights made from split turkey feathers. These darts were mainly imported from France and became known as French darts. Metal barrels were patented in 1906, but wood continued to be used in the 1950s. The first metal barrels were made from brass, which was relatively cheap and easy to work. The wooden shafts, which were now threaded to fit the tapped barrel, were either fletched as before or designed to take a paper flight. This type of dart continued to be used in the 1970s. When the advantages of using plastic were realized, the shaft and flight became separate entities, although one-piece molded plastic shaft and flights were also available. When it comes to the scoring of the game, the standard dartboard is divided into 20 number sections, scoring from 1 to 20 points by wires running from the small central circle to the outer circular wire. Circular wires within the outer wire subdivide each section into single, double, and triple areas. The dartboard feature on the indoor league television show of the 1970s did not feature a triple section, and according to host Fred Truman during the first episode, this is the traditional Yorkshire board. Various games can be played using the standard dartboard. There are many games that can be played on a dartboard, but the term darts generally refers to a game in which one player at a time throws 3 darts per visit to the board. The throwing player must stand so that no portion of his or her feet extends past the leading edge of the oak, but may stand on any other portion and or lean forward over it if desired. Of the two professional organizations, the British Darts Organization, founded in 1973, is the older. Its tournaments were often shown on the BBC in the UK. The BDO is a member of the World Darts Federation, also with organizations in some 60 other countries worldwide. The BDO originally organized a number of the more prestigious British tournaments, with a few notable exceptions such as the News of the World Championship and the national events run under the auspices of the National Darts Association of Great Britain. However, many sponsors were lost, and British TV coverage became much reduced by the early 90s. In 1992, a breakaway organization was formed, initially known as the World Darts Council, but shortly after known as the Professional Darts Corporation. The PDC tournaments have a considerable following, although the PDC World Championship attracts lower TV viewing figures than that of the BDO due to the BDO World Championship being free to view on the BBC. The PDC tournaments often have higher prize money and feature the leading player in the history of the game, 16-time world champion Phil Taylor. The highly successful BDO player Raymond van Barneveld switched to the PDC and won the PDC World Championship at his first attempt in 2007. So does everybody look forward to having a try? That's all for today's You Man. Coming next is The Great. See you next week. I'm Alex. Bye.
Dear audience, welcome to The Great. I'm Cassio. Needless to say, we all know how good he is. He's greatest player of all time. So today we'll talk about Roger Federer. Federer was born on August 8, 1981 in Basel, Switzerland. When he was 3 years old, he was exposed to tennis as he went to the tennis club with his parents for the first time. When he was 8 years old, he began to play at Old Boys Tennis Club near his home. While at school, he played both tennis and soccer, both of which performed very well. But by the time he was 11 or 12, he chose tennis. When he was 14 years old, Federer entered the Swiss National Tennis Center for training. However, in order to be more focused on tennis, aged 16, Federer decided to end his school career. In July 1998, he became a professional tennis player. The 2009 French Open was the first time for Federer to hold a trophy at Roland Garros, the most prestigious masquerade. Since then, Roger Federer in 6 years successively took 14 Grand Slam titles, tied up the winning record kept by the old football legend Pete Sampras alone, becoming the only in history of sport of 6 monopolist all 4 Grand Slam singles title of one of the players. Federer beat Murray to win his 16th Grand Slam title at 2010 Australian Open, next 3 consecutive Grand Slam, but not to reach the final. Unexpectedly also terminated the 23 consecutive Grand Slam since 2004 French Open semifinals record. The defining Wimbledon fields check his record of 7 consecutive years in Wimbledon final. Net loss in United States to terminate his record of 6 consecutive years in Open final. At the end of the year, the World Tour finals went to the final and beat Rafael Nadal to win the 5th championship. In January 2016, the men's singles semifinals of Australian Open, Federer 1-3 against Djokovic, missed the final. In March, Federer announced that he would not participate in the 2016 Indian Wells Masters. Federer dropped out of the French Open on May 9th, the first time Federer has missed a Grand Slam since his 1999 debut. Federer has played 65 consecutive Grand Slam tournaments. Back in late June, Federer at Wimbledon quarterfinals, Roger Federer lost 2 set of earlier cases in 4 sets and saved 3 match points and eventually the final 3 reverse, creating Marin Sigley. And eventually the final three reverse creating Marin Cilic advanced to the final 4. After the victory, Federer reached the semi-finals of the Wimbledon for the 11th time and won the 84th Wimbledon win, which equaled the record held by the United States. Meanwhile, Federer has become the most successful Grand Slam winner in history, reaching 307, surpassing the previous record held by the women's tennis player Novak Djokovic. In semi-finals, he suffered another 5 hard-fought battles, with Federer lost to Novak, 6-seed Canada, 6-3, and the first time his career was halted at Wimbledon. On July 27th, Federer announced that he would withdraw from the Rio Olympics because of the knee injury and quit the rest of 2016. The pain always bothers him, but that doesn't stop him from becoming a great athlete. As many players have said, he wants to stay away from Federer. It's not shame to say that, but it's just the natural reaction. 36 Federer was the surprise in 2017 with 7 titles, including 2 Grand Slams. He's getting more and more appreciative of tennis, but he knows that he's not going to go on forever. After winning the Grand Slam, the reporters were clued to the new content. There's a lot of speculation about my retirement, and it's not going to be end until that happens, Federer said. In most cases, I try not to think about retirement because I think the more you want to retire, the closer you are to retirement. He's been a hero to many people anyway, and we all believe he will make the right choice. That's all for today. I'm Cassio. See you next time.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yueyang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hanqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt, Gong Gao Wangqiu.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。